You're listening to Good Morning Gwinnett, a division of Noise Media Network, hosted by Audrey Bell Kearney, sharing stories about people and places around beautiful Gwinnett County and beyond, Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Southern living at its best.
Good morning, all my Gwinnettians out there in Gwinnett Land and all of my friends around the world. It's a beautiful day here in Gwinnett County. 78 degrees going up to a lovely 88. It was hot yesterday. The temperature was the same yesterday and it was warm, baby, you hear me? And so I have a tendency to cut the AC off during the daytime. I'm in the house, but for some reason my office is always very cool. And so I cut the AC off, and then by the time I move to another part of the house, it is burning up. And so the temperature was like 80 degrees in the house. So, yeah, hope you guys are having a good morning. Today is hump day. It's Wednesday. It's also my anniversary. I'm supposed to not be working today, but I decided I need to get on here and say good morning to you guys, at least give you something. But today is my anniversary. So my husband and I have been married 20 years today. We've been together 23 years. Married 23 years. You know, and it's so funny because I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for him because he has been that person that has rocked with me since the beginning of my business journey. And when he met me, I was doing business. You know, and I told him this story. I was like, look, my mother used to say, because I'm an entrepreneur. And I told him, I said, look, I'm an entrepreneur, I said. And so my life is very, you know, unstable. And it's still very unstable, unfortunately. But I love what I do. And he knows that makes me happy. And I've always tried to support him in whatever his endeavors are. He's just been my partner. He's been my road dog. He's been my friend. Of course, he's been my husband. And I just want to say happy birthday to Franklin Kearney, my other half. Thank you for always rocking with me, baby. I love you for that. Thank you for, you know, supporting me. Thank you for being there for me. He's been there through some of the hardest times for me. With the loss of my mom, that was hard. You know what's crazy, though? He loved my mom. And I used to call myself the second wife because my mom came first, right? It was the weirdest thing. But I was always told, if you find a man that loved his mother, he'll love you. And I know he loved his mother, who I never got a chance to meet because she passed away the year before we met in 1999. But he took care of my mom. Let me just say that he took care of my mom. You know, when I couldn't do, he did. He went to the grocery store. He put on FaceTime because she really couldn't walk that well because of she had had cancer twice. And the chemo and all the radiation did something to her legs. So he would go to the grocery store and he would walk down the aisles on FaceTime so that she could see what was on sale. So he's a great person and he's my person and I love him forever. And I just want to say happy birthday. I love you, honey. All right, let's get this show rolling. Today is Daniel Boone Day. Like, I don't know if y'all remember Daniel Boone, but I used to watch Daniel Boone when I was a little girl. I used to watch Daniel Boone and Lassie. People probably don't even know what Lassie is. Lassie was about this really smart dog that always rescued people, and Daniel Boone was about this man who lived in the woods, and he was always, you know, defending somebody or something, and he wore his hat with this tail on it. But I used to love watching Daniel Boone. I just love watching Daniel. Today is Global Running Day. Global Running Day. So if you like to run, it's your day. International Supply Chain Professionals Day. Shout out to all you professionals out there. Junebug Day. So Junebug is a bug. But I know somebody's cousin name is Junebug. I got a cousin named Junebug. Listen, you live in the South, you got a cousin named Junebug somewhere. Yeah, because that's Junebug. But anyway, Junebug, that's really a bug, y'all. Love Island Day. National Alexandra Day. So if your name is Alexandra, shout out to you. National Benjamin Day. Yeah, not the Benjamins, but the name Benjamin. Shout out to all the Benjamins. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. That is ice cream I do not like, y'all. I do not like chocolate ice cream. It's the craziest thing, but I don't like chocolate ice cream. I like vanilla ice cream, butter pecan, cookies and cream, and that's pretty much it. National Elias Day. Shout out to everybody with the name Elias. World Caring Day. So shout out. Listen, we should be caring every day. Today, every day should be World Caring Day. World Food Safety Day. Yes, yes. World Food Safety Day. British Heart Week. World Heart Rhythm Week. World Heart Rhythm Week and Shampoo Week. Yes. Okay, shampoo. We celebrate. We giving shampoo a whole week. Yeah, a whole week shampoo has. I get it. All right, those are your national days for today. Let's keep this train rolling. Let's get on with these horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Michael Thyssen for today, Wednesday, June 7th. Yes, my anniversary and hump day. You have made it to the middle. I was supposed to be, I had plans, but a business, an unexpected, unplanned business thing came up and I had to take it. I didn't want to, but I had to. And sometimes, you know, that's the life I live. And, you know, sometimes you just have to, you just have to bite the bullet and do the things you don't want to do. When the ball get fumbled, you just got, especially when you're the leader. When you're the leader and somebody fumbles the ball on your team, you know, you, 9 times out of 10, you got to figure out how to make it happen. And so I got to take a meeting that I did not want to take. I really wanted to spend the day doing something fun with my husband. But because I had to take this meeting, I was like, well, go ahead to work and we'll do something later. But we had planned a day trip. That's what we were going to do. And I was excited about that. But someone fumbled the ball and now I got to pick it up. So it is what it is. But anyway, I'll enjoy the rest of the day. All right, so let's kick this thing off. So today's horoscope is brought to you by my noted astrologer, Michael Thyssen, for today, Wednesday, June the 7th. We're going to kick this thing off like we always do, and that is with Aries. Changes regarding your career direction may pay off handsomely. A better diet, exercise, or a change to a relaxed atmosphere could be ways to soothe your nerves. Make sure you concentrate if operating machinery. All right, look. You need to concentrate, especially if you're operating machinery. You don't want to hurt yourself or somebody else, Aries. So pay attention to what you're doing, like for real. Taurus, voice your opinions and contribute to the debate. Don't hesitate to voice your ideas or opinions. You will meet potential new mates through friends or relatives. All right, you're going to meet somebody potentially new, but if you're not hanging out with your friends or relatives, you're not going to meet that person. So Taurus, if you're looking for somebody, now is your time to get a summer love. Could be a summer fling, though. Could be. Gemini, there will be hidden matters that you may find disturbing. Be careful, you may say something you'll regret later. You can help close friends find solutions to personal problems. All right, look, I always say this, Gemini. Be careful what you say, because once it comes out of your mouth, you cannot take it back. You cannot take it back. So think it through before you say it, because you can't take it back. All right? All right. Cancer, try not to upset others with your plans. You may find that your family responsibilities are piling up. Don't be too quick to judge those you live with. All right, look. Responsibility, I get it. I feel like my responsibilities are piling up. Last night, I went to bed with working on a plan of clarity and dumping stuff off my plate because, again, I have so much going on. And I was like, yeah, I got to clean my plate off. So I get it, Cancer. Your responsibilities are piling up. Here's what you got to do. You got to sort through those things so that you can get them all done, right? Don't get overwhelmed, because when things start to pile up, you can easily become overwhelmed. Don't get overwhelmed. Take a breath. Take a beat, as they say. Take a beat. And then look at the pile and then sort the pile out and get rid of the stuff that needs to be getting rid of, and then do the things that has to be done. That's all. Leo, social events may lead to a romantic interlude. You should be making plans to spend some time with the ones you love. Okay, now wait a minute. Now, which, or maybe that's family members. Find out all the facts before you jump to conclusions. All right, so social events could lead to a romantic interlude. That sounds sexy and like a one-night stand. It don't even sound like a real relationship. Listen, do you, Leo? Do you? I saw this. I got to watch this. I got to go check out this girl podcast. Her podcast was very inspiring to me. Her story was very inspiring to me. She has a podcast called Horrible, right? And Horrible, right? But she's doing millions of dollars a year with that podcast. And I was like, I'm doing something wrong. And now I got to go study all the podcast people, because I want to do what I'm doing right now and make millions like her. But anyway, her podcast is for the grown and sexy. It is not for everybody else. It is for the grown and sexy, and she said it. But I want to go check it out, because I need to see what she's saying. Whatever she's saying is getting her millions of dollars. Yeah, and as a podcast host, she goes on tour. I was like, what? I don't want to do all that, though. I don't want to tour. I just want to do my show and make millions of dollars. That's what I want to do. All right, Virgo, moves will be hectic but favorable in the end. You need to spend less time daydreaming, more time accomplishing. You can't help everyone. Virgo, I know you want to help the world, baby, but you can't help everybody. You need to spend some of that time doing some of the things you want to accomplish. Stop trying to help everybody. Stop trying to be a savior. We can't help everybody. Just know that, okay? Okay. All right, I'm going to a song. I'll be right back after the song to bring you more of the horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Michael Thyssen. Stay tuned.
just wanna get it right, yeah, right, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, you're the one I'm thinking of. Come on and take my love, let's go and we can fly away. We're taking off to the sky, it's you and me tonight. Ooh, baby, you know there was something special. Baby boy, you want my treasure.
Singing with the song. Welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl Audrey Bell Kearney bringing you the Daily Horoscopes, brought to you by Noted Astrologer Micah Thyssen. I'm gonna pick it up with Libra. Older relatives may make unreasonable demands. Try not to be too harsh with your mate. You will encounter those who can help you further your goals if you attend functions that attract prominent people. All right, you got to get dressed up and go out and attract. Listen, you have to get up and go out today and look good. Look good. You got to go to some functions. You got to look good because that's where the people are that's going to help you. All right, Libra, that's where they are. Prominent people, you got to go out there and find them. Be where they are. I'm going to a place later on this evening. I'm going to be where they are. Yes. Scorpio, start thinking of a new business or emotional partnership. No, think of starting a new business or emotional partnership. Spend a quiet day with the one you love. Those you live with may be experiencing problems. All right, so listen. Pay attention, Scorpio. I know we get so, you know, focused on what we're doing that we kind of forget about the people around us. Pay attention. If they are experiencing some problems, ask the question, what's wrong? Can I help you? Because sometimes people are going through things and they don't say anything. So, and if you're not paying attention, you'll miss the signs. So pay attention, Scorpio. Somebody needed to hear that today. Pay attention to the people around you. I'm always on high alert because I just know that so many things, so much is happening in this world right now. So I'm always on high alert. I'm paying attention to people and the way they act. You know, that's if they're around me. If they're not around me, I can't pay attention to them. Sagittarius, you'd be wise to control your spending so your debts don't get out of hand. Outdoor sports events should entice you. This is not the time to lend or borrow money or possessions. Don't lend today, Sagittarius, or don't borrow. It's not the time. It's not the time. In the meantime, outdoor sports should entice you. Have some fun. Get out in the sun. I made a rhyme. That's a rhyme, y'all. Capricorn, brunch, a long walk, a quiet dinner will secure your position in the relationship. Social functions will bring you in touch with new lovers. Okay, be careful when dealing with investments. All right, you got a lot going on there. So either you're going to secure the relationship or you're going to find a new lover. Which one is it, Cap? Ooh, you got some decisions to make for real. In the meantime, watch the investment. Be careful when dealing with investments. All right. Aquarius, you can convince others to follow suit. You can easily impress others with your generous nature. Sign up for courses and join fitness classes. All right. I like the courses. I just signed up for a couple of new courses. I'm excited about some of the things that I'm doing right now. I always get excited. I love to learn, and I always get excited about things. Y'all probably hear me say that like once a quarter. Oh, I'm so excited. That's because I'm so excited. Because I'm always launching something. So, of course, take a new class. I signed up for 3 new classes, and I'm going to take them. Like, one is like 3 hours. I think one is 7. I think one is 5. I'm going to take all of those because I'm about to launch a new newsletter. I'll tell y'all about it next week. I can't tell you now because it's not ready to launch. I'm launching a new newsletter and I'm excited about that. And so that's why I'm taking the courses so that the content of my newsletter is the bomb diggity diggity. All right, last but not least, my fellow fish Pisces, you may want to clear the air where older relatives are concerned. You're in a high cycle for romance. Is that right? Be considerate and avoid being overly opinionated or arguments will ensue. All right, look, I am not trying to argue with nobody today. I ain't even trying to be overly opinionated. I'm trying to get through this day and have some fun with my husband for my anniversary. So I don't know about you, fish, but I'm ushering in peace, happiness, love, joy, and purpose. That's what I'm happy. That's what I'm ushering in. That's what I'm talking about, right? And you got older relatives in your life. You can say what you need to say, but be respectful because they are your elders. I know sometimes they just want to make you just want to kick the cane from under my. I get it, but you love them, so be patient with them. And they're elderly. They're older. And yeah, they think they can say what they want to say. I know. But they can't. But be nice about it. All right? All right. All right, that's all the horoscopes I got for you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of the horoscopes brought to you by noted astrologer Micah Thyssen. Now let's get on to some news you can use. So Briscoe Park pool is closed this week because, they say they're closed to the public for the remainder of the week following an incident of disruptive behavior by a few patrons over the weekend. City officials will take the week to review protocol and safety procedures in an effort to provide and maintain a safe and friendly environment at the pool. All right, so swim lessons and private events will still take place at the pool this week as scheduled. Yeah, so people, you know what? You got people that make it bad for everybody else. But anyway, they had something go on over the weekend at Briscoe Park in Snellville, T. Briscoe Park in Snellville. So now they're saying that, you know what? We're going to close the park this week. We're going to close the park to the public until we figure out what the protocols were. Listen, stop messing it up for everybody else, y'all. It's people out there that just really want to, they really want to enjoy themselves and you just won't let them do it. So stop. Stop that. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Give a shout out. City of Lilburn congratulates June Citizen of the Month, Elena Marketan, head custodian at Lilburn Middle School. While Marketan is the head custodian on the campus, she was also recognized in 2022 as the 2022-2023 head custodian of the year. That's so nice. Of the year for the Gwinnett School Systems. Fourth consecutive time she has received that honor. Listen, she is doing her thing. Elena is doing her thing. That is why she is recognized. So congratulations, Elena, for being recognized for head custodian of the year. Listen, you can't be recognized if you ain't doing good stuff. That's what the problem. You can't. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. It doesn't. After 2 years, the Georgia Ballistic Gun Store is closing in response to an increased number of mass shooting targeting children, according to multiple media reports. So Georgia Ballistics opened in March of 2021 at Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. The store status was listed prominently closed on Monday. So they're closing down. They say they're closing because, you know what? They don't want to. Anyway, the store owner, Joe Waldman, who is a father, told 11 Alive, the reason the store is closing was because he did not want to have a hand in selling weapons that may be used for violence against children. Well, thank God. I mean, I get it. Yeah. I mean, he said, I don't want something that I've personally touched that I've helped a client with be used on children. Waldman told 11 Alive. What stops this holding a gun from being used against my kid? And that's the problem I have. You never know the person getting it because they just passed a background check. So what he's saying is right now, he said he don't want to be a part of anything that could cause harm to kids. Not only that, he has kids and he's selling guns to people. And that could be his child that's laying up in the hospital somewhere. So, I mean, possibly dead. So I understand what he's saying about that. I really, really do. If more people felt that way about guns, things would be a little bit different, but it's not. So it's all good. All right. I'm going to run to a song and I'll be back after the song to bring you more of the rundown. So stay tuned.
Black, say you love me, then you take
take it back. Say it again, say it again. You want my forgiveness, so say it again. You're my thunder, my darkest night. You just can't go back and make it right. 'Cause it's too late.
It's your girl Audrey Bell Kearney bringing you the daily rundown about what's going on in and around Gwinnett County. Listen here, listen, you got to be careful. There's Indicula, Gwinnett County resident has been advised to use caution and avoid animals behaving unusually after a cat tested positive for rabies recently. Gwinnett County Animal Welfare and Enforcement issued a statement advising people to stay. Be wary. You see an animal acting a little strange, that animal may have rabies. I know cats are normally cute and you want to just, you know, love them. But this is like, I think this might be the third or fourth story I've read about a cat having rabies. And it's been the cats. It hasn't been the dogs. It's been the cats. So be careful. You don't want a cat to walk up on you and he's acting a little crazy. If he does, run. Because 9 times out of 10, he might have rabies. And so he can transmit the rabies through bites and scratches. So be careful about that. So what happened was a person in the 2800 block of Luke Edwards Road over in Decatur got attacked by a cat. And the cat had rabies. So now the person, you know, is feeling bad. So if you walk up on a cat and that you think may have rabies, be very, very careful. Very careful. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to help somebody out now, because you're going to walk up on the cat and then you're going to be looking, trying to figure out why the cat is looking at you crazy. That's because he got rabies. That's why the cat is looking at you crazy. What will Lil Burn look like in 5 years? That's 2028. I don't know. So they want to hear from you. They want to hear. So help define what Lil Burns look like in 2028 by participating in the city's efforts to update a comprehensive plan. A comprehensive plan is important because it establishes the future land use in our city. It becomes a legal foundation for zoning decisions made by the planning commission and the mayor and the city council. So do you support increased housing density? Ooh, Lil Burn, do you? Because that's what's happening over here in our town, baby. It is houses going up everywhere. I'm talking about, and I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of sad because I would love to see more single family houses with space. I see a lot of single family houses, but boy, there is no space. Do you think multifamily developments like duplexes, triplexes, and apartments would benefit the city? These are the questions they're asking you, Lil Burn. If you want, listen, you got to go on over there and answer these questions. Are there certain locations in the city limits where these developments are appropriate? If you have a strong opinion on issues related to land use, you'd like to have your voice heard, it's a responsibility. It's your responsibility to get involved in the comprehensive plan update. So if you got questions or you want to answer those three questions right there, you can email the city planning director. Her name is Jolene Wilson, and her email is jwilson@cityoflittleburn.com. jwilson@thecityoflittleburn.com. Or the city planner, his name is Reed Turner, and you can email him at returner@thecityoflittleburn.com. 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 You want your voice to be heard? This is your chance. If you sit back and don't say nothing, chances are you won't get nothing. I'm just trying to help somebody out. That's all. All right, I'm going to my last song, then I'm going to come back and close it out for the day. Wait, I got one more announcement. Hold on. There's a pop-up. Listen, the Gwinnett Women's Chamber is sponsoring a pop-up Saturday, June 17th, 2023, from 11:30 to 3:30. So if you are looking to become a vendor, if you are a GWC member, the fee is $50 for a vending table. If you are a non-member, the fee is $75. For more information, go to GwinnettWomen'sChamber.com. You can see it there. It's going to be Saturday, June 17th from 11:30 to 3:30. Come out and get your gifts for the fathers, because Father's Day is that Sunday. All right. Again, and for more information about the Gwinnett Women's Chamber, if you are a woman in business or thinking about starting a business, you want a support team, a group of people who really, really support what you're doing, you can go to GwinnettWomen'sChamber.com to find out more about what we do, and we would be happy to have you. We want to make sure that your business is successful. So that's why we have put in some wonderful things for you to do there. So come out and join us. If you're looking to have some fun this weekend, it's Beats on the Street tomorrow, starting at Beats on the Street. Downtown Lawrenceville, live after 5 with a new DJ and art series. I love it. Beats on the Street, baby. Thursday. I think I might go to that tomorrow too. Yeah. On the third Thursday of each month, it's going down. It's happening. Yeah. So it's going to have fun all over the city, all over Gwinnett County, downtown Lawrenceville, Duluth. We get it. Listen, we got a nightlife. We're getting better. All right, I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back after this song to give you my words of inspiration for the day. So stay tuned.
Sure, we had fun tonight. You and me felt all right. But it's time you pick up your phone. You won't be worth my while. Me and you won't work out. Pick it up, pack it up, get a cab and go. It's not your phone, my baby. It's not on you, my baby. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. You deserve somebody who's loving you. You shouldn't call me later. Promise it's for the better. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. 'Cause I got a rule. I hold on to my heart. Share with nobody. I don't want nobody. Serious, can't you just be mine for a night, my love? Take it off, put it on, then be on your way. It's not your fault, my baby. It's not on you, my baby. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. You deserve somebody who's loving you. You shouldn't call me later. Promise it's for the better. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. 'Cause I got a rule. I hold on to my heart. It's not on you, my baby. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. You deserve somebody who's loving you. You shouldn't call me later. Promise it's for the better. I'm just not the right kind of girl for you. Cause I got a rule. I hold on to my heart. Share with nobody. I don't want nobody else. Yeah, I hold on to my heart. Give it up for nobody. I just keep it to myself. I've been too hurt before. I've been through hell before. So I hold on to my. Now hold on to my heart. I've been alone before. This way I won't.
Welcome back. So listen, guys, that's all I got for you today. But before I go, I want to give you my words of inspiration. And here goes. It says, the principal part of faith is patience. Let me say it again. The principal part of faith is patience. Listen, we want things to happen right now. That's not faith. You know, when you think about faith, you got to be patient because we don't know when it's going to happen. We just got to have faith that it's going to happen. And I know having faith is tough. I walk around here every day, y'all, every day looking at my to-do list, looking at my vision on my board, you know, thinking about the things I want, just holding on to faith, trying to be patient, but very impatient. I get it. I'm no different from the rest of you, but here's the thing. We got to hold on to faith, and we got to be patient, but that don't mean stop working. That means keep working, and soon enough, faith will show up, and what you've been waiting for will come into your life. I believe that wholeheartedly, but I got to tell you, I understand it's tough. It's tough. Having faith and being patient is tough, but you got to do it. Don't give up no matter what you do. Keep the faith. I got to tell y'all, there was something I contemplated doing. I was like, I'm going to sell one of my businesses. I'm going to sell it, you know. And God was like, no, you're not. You're going to have faith and you're going to hold on until you do what you want it to do. And I was like, okay. But I'm going to tell you, I was like, I'm about to sell this motherfucker. I'm about to sell it, get the money, and roll over into my other ventures. That's what I had said. But God was like, nope, you're not going to sell it. You're going to hold it. And you're going to have faith that it's going to turn the profit that you want it to turn. And I was like, okay, God. So anyway, have some faith, y'all. Have some faith. Listen, I'm just like y'all when it comes to that. I'm weak as water. Yes, and water is weak. All right, that's all I got for you today. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you spent the last 33 minutes with me, and I love and appreciate you for that. If you missed any episodes of the show, be sure to go to goodmorninggwinnett.com to listen to past episodes there, and also to check out some really cool articles over there, right? We got cool stuff. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Good Morning Gwinnett. I'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m., God willing. You guys stay safe out there. And until next time, my friends, until next time, make it a great day. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Good Morning Gwinnett. Make sure to tune in Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time to find out what's happening around Gwinnett. If you like this episode, subscribe now and share with your friends. To learn more about Noise Media Network, visit noisemedia.us.